Gola Shir number 27. So we previously understood that according to the Chafetz Chaim, no less, the redemption will come in our generation because we're not so great. The entire purpose of Galut, of exile, is to bring the Jews back to Hashem, not to distance us from Torah or from Hashem. And clearly, in our times, in life, lots of people are very, very distant. So there's no point in Galut. Like it's not doing what it was designed to do. It's not saying to people, hey, you're distant from Yerushalayim, from the Beit HaMikdash doesn't exist, and therefore repent. It's a little bit like in the Book of Kings, when chapter 17, when Eliyahu HaNavi, Elijah the prophet, does his thing and causes there to be a drought. And the whole point of the drought, according to, remember, the second paragraph of the Shema, is to get people to think, hey, there's no rain. No rain is a bad thing. Maybe we've done something. We've upset Hashem, and therefore it's time to fix it. If it's not working, Hashem says to Elijah, it's not working. It's time for me to jump in and send the rain, and people can start living again properly. So it doesn't work. Consequently, this word isn't literal. Since Hashem doesn't want to lose us, He is forced, or the only play available, is to redeem us. Thus, even the deeds of those who are not religious, who don't have a connection to Torah, can bring religion, redemption closer. And again, that's not to suggest that we should all abandon keeping Torah, and then God says, hey, look, what's gone wrong? But it's to understand that there's a certain purpose to all this madness. And if the purpose isn't being realized, then a new plan needs to be in place. Even when the land rejects the sinners, Hashem doesn't want to eradicate them. His goal is to cause people to do teshuva. The Gemara says that the robbers of the land of Israel are more righteous than the thieves of Babylon. This shows that the holy atmosphere of Israel, the land of Israel, Eretz Yisrael, can have a positive effect, positive influence, even on criminals. In the past, exile fulfilled its purpose, to arouse Jews to do teshuva. But today, we just can become lost. Intermarriage, distance, not feeling that there's any type of belonging, that there is even a nation to which to belong to, it doesn't work. Those who live in Israel, on the other hand, transgress fewer sins and are much more likely to return to Hashem. Anyone who is concerned with the spiritual well-being of the Jewish people, not just of religious Jews, understands that being in the land, being surrounded by fellow Jews, does something. The land receives them today with open arms in order to preserve them as Jews and bring them back to the ways of Torah. Dwelling in the land of Israel is equal to all the mitzvot of the Torah, say the rabbis. When a Jew works hard to build the land and not feeling satisfied with what they've done, but just wants to build and to continue to develop the land, that's an incredible deed. We've learned this before, that Omri was praised and was rewarded, the evil king, because he did that. And those who came to the land, even though they didn't have Shabbat and not necessarily had kashrut, they worked so hard to build the land. They were willing to die for it, endangering their lives to drain the swamps and to work the land. They suffered starvation and disease and all manner of horrible things, put risked their lives for the country. Says the Maharil and the Chasam Sofer that a Jew who is killed because he is Jewish is considered holy and pious, even if he died breaking Torah laws, a wicked person. This is certainly true if the person was willing during his lifetime to endanger his life and sacrifice himself to defend the Jewish state. Anyone who serves in the army knows that he may be sent to a dangerous mission any moment. He may not return. Most soldiers can't explain why they do it. They simply act on the inherent Jewish feelings that can burn deep in their hearts. And that, my friends, is an important message. Jewish pride deep in the hearts of a Jew. Wellsprings of Kedusha, of holiness. Have a fantastic day.